News.
The UK is providing practical help to the people of Lebanon following the deadly explosion in the capital, Beirut.
We are going to stand by the Lebanese people in their time of need. We're going to provide immediate response and an aid package, an assistance package, search and rescue, humanitarian assistance up to £5 million, as well as expert medical support.
Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says he doesn't know the precise number of UK nationals affected. The death toll has risen to 135. Around 5,000 people were injured yesterday evening. Pubs, cafes and restaurants in Aberdeen have shut again after local lockdown restrictions were reintroduced. There have been 54 new coronavirus cases linked to a gathering in the city. Alan Henderson runs 9 bars there and says he hopes the measures won't be in place for long.
We're obviously very disappointed. You know, our staff have done a magnificent effort in the last 3 or 4 weeks to get our places back up and running. But we understand it. You know, we're in the middle of an pandemic, and it's quite probable that these little local lockdowns will happen, you know.
The mum of a police officer who was killed on duty is launching a new campaign calling for tougher sentences. Debbie Adlam wants an Andrews Law named after her son PC Andrew Harper, who died in Berkshire last year. The mayor of Luton has stepped down after being pictured breaking lockdown rules. Tahir Malik says he regrets his actions and has apologised to the public. An inquest into the death of Caroline Flack has heard she was seriously let down by authorities before taking her own life in February. The former Love Island host feared her reputation was falling apart due to an upcoming assault trial against her boyfriend. And play is back underway between England's cricketers and Pakistan after rain delayed the first day of the first test this afternoon. A short time ago, the tourists were 122 for two. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, this is Ella Webb with World Wide Web on Phoenix 98FM.
Rihanna, good girl going bad, take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share, because when the sunshine we shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took a no thumb.
Under my umbrella, I love.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on, supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, this is Ella Webb with World Wide Web on Phoenix 98 FM. Once again in the studio with me today is my co-host, my dad, Paul Webb.
Hello everybody, hello Ella.
Hello.
Don't know why I'm saying hello to you, I've been seeing you all day.
Seeing me all day. Anyway, so this week is a little bit different. We don't have a food talk debate this week because our main story is food themed. We're talking about food in the main story. So I thought there's no point trying to find another food story if the main story is about food. So there's no food talk, like subject food talk. It's the main story and food talk.
All in one.
Yeah, all in one.
Wrapped up.
And we have one extra story where the
food, yes!
where the food talk debate would be.
Bonus story.
Yes, a bonus
not to like?
Little story. Yes. So, this week's main story is UK government reveals plans to tackle obesity. So, on the 27th of July, the government unveiled its plans to fight obesity in England. The aim is to help adults and young people lead healthier lives. What is obesity, people ask? The word obese describes people who are very overweight and have a lot of excess body fat. It can lead to numbers of life-threatening illnesses, such as type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Obesity is mainly caused by eating too much fatty and sugary foods and not exercising enough. So it's something which you can just get from... Especially at this sort of time when you're just at home all the time.
Exactly right.
And like not at work and school where you wouldn't be able to always just keep going to the cupboard or the fridge or like snacking on sweets all the time. Like at school, you're not allowed to eat in class.
No, and you're just generally more active.
Yeah.
You're walking around.
Yeah, you're walking around the school, you're working around your office, just stuff like that. So how bad is the UK's obesity problem? So the UK has one of the highest rates of obesity in Europe, according to the government. This is one of the greatest long-term health challenges faced in the country. Obesity affects more than a quarter of the adults in England, and one in five young people are obese when they leave primary school. So that's quite bad, like when they leave primary school. Especially
yeah, that's worrying.
Yeah. Yes.
Although I do wonder whether the obesity scale is really reflective of where we are as a population these days.
Yes.
I wonder if it's still kind of based on the way that people used to be. You know, people evolve and people's sizes evolve, just like we've all become taller, generally speaking.
Yes. So the statistics in Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales are almost identical to England's. The highest obesity rate are in the poorest parts of the country. Research shows that it is because people living in deprived areas have more fast food restaurants and takeaways and fewer opportunities for physical activity. Which, yes, not most people don't like, let's say half of the population don't really like activities and sport because they get sweaty, they get hot, it's tiring, but it shows that you do need to do it, because otherwise if you just eat junk food like McDonald's, KFC, sugar, sweets, chocolate, stuff like that, then you'll become obese and that can lead to life-threatening illnesses and diseases.
That's not to say if you eat that kind of stuff then you're going to become obese. It's all about doing sufficient exercise to allow you to eat that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a good Mackie D's occasionally.
Yes. Great. I'm usually the one who starts that talk on the show. Mm. Not you.
No,
you're the one who tries to stop me.
I'm the one first. Apparently it's going to be a big KFC opening in Brentwood.
Yes.
Massive. Down where the Vauxhall dealership used to be.
Yes.
I know. It's breaking news.
Yes.
It's probably not breaking news, but it's good news.
It's good news. Yes. Because the one in the Brentwood High Street shut. Now there's only a Burger King.
Correct.
It was McDonald's that shut. Then KFC. What next? Rothy's.
No.
No. Don't shout Rothy's. So, what is the government's plan? The government's plan includes a ban on TV and online adverts for unhealthy food before 9 p.m. It is considered whether to ban these adverts altogether. There will be an end to buy one, get one free offers on food that is high in fat and sugar. The new rules on where unhealthy food can be displayed in shops. Because quite a lot of the time it's like the first thing you see. Well, not in all shops, but say sometimes when they're trying to promote something, they say, oh, you must buy this. Sometimes it's like the first thing you see. Sometimes it's just like the first thing you see. Like, yep. Say at
That's
Easter.
That's marketing for you.
Yeah, say it's at Easter. They're the first thing you see in the shops are Easter eggs. Like, you walk in and think, oh, there's loads of Easter eggs. And sometimes they're even on sale after Easter.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and Easter eggs go on sale like straight after Christmas as well.
Yeah. Christmas, Easter, Halloween. Is it that? Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. No, Mother's Day. No. I don't know. It's something then after that.
Yeah.
Yes. So, the government is working with the Public Health England, the national organisation responsible for improving people's health. Together, they are launching a campaign aimed at inspiring adults to choose a healthier lifestyle and lose weight through a 12-week diet and exercise plan. NHS service will be expanded to people to help people lose weight, and doctors will be encouraging to prescribe exercise, such as cycling, to their patients as part of their treatment. So if you go to the doctors or the doctors contact you, they might not prescribe you like medicine, like as part of the treatment, like exercise. Oh, you must cycle like half an hour a day. Or something like that. It's like medicine, but physical medicine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's all treatment.
Yes. So why is the government doing this? Why all of a sudden of the government...
Why now?
Yeah, why now?
Why now?
Yes. So this new effort is to tackle obesity comes after UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson fell seriously ill with coronavirus earlier this year. A video posted on social media which showed him walking his dog, Dylan. Johnson said he became so ill because he was overweight when he caught the virus. There is growing evidence that links between obesity and death of coronavirus. Obesity costs the NHS around £6 billion a year because of the illness it can cause. So losing weight helps save the NHS money and to put it to something, say, at COVID-19. Put all them, most of them, a big amount of their money, which they would be spending on obesity, towards the virus, so people can be like exercising more, and especially going out. Like, people are stuck indoors, but this is the thing: people are staying indoors and stuck indoors, but people don't also realise that they can go out on their bikes for a walk, like stuff like that. Now they don't have to stay inside now. Even just like a 10-minute walk a day, a 10-minute run, 10-minute cycle.
So it might actually be in the government's interests, here's a curveball, a left-field suggestion, to sponsor or otherwise reduce prices for gym membership.
Yeah.
Because it would encourage people to go to the gym. There's a lot of people that don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that can't be bothered or don't like it, but there's a lot of people that can't go because they can't afford it at 30, 40 plus pounds a month.
Yes.
Whereas if the government funded that,
yeah,
and I'm not suggesting they should, and I don't know the numbers, but it might take away some of that £6 billion that the NHS has to spend on obesity.
And it would also get people to go to the gym. And you might have said this, but like, people probably aren't going to the gym because of the money. They might, as you said, they might not have the money.
Yeah.
Or they might think, I'm paying this much money and I don't even know what I could get out of it. Like they might think, right, should I pay this money? But then I don't want to because I don't exactly know what I'm going to get out of it. I could pay...
Health.
Yeah, exactly.
Years on your life, that's what you're going to get out of it.
Yes, but they don't know if it's going to be a good amount of exercise.
What's up to them?
Or like they're going to come back like a couple of months later and think, I've lost... Like, go on the scales and think, I've lost no weight.
Well,
like something like that.
You've got to put it in.
Yes, you've got to put the effort in.
Yeah. So there you go, Boris. There's your thought. There's my thought for you.
Yes.
Subsidised gym memberships.
Yes.
To save the NHS money.
So make sure that if you are at home and you have kind of caught yourself a couple of times a day constantly going to the cupboard or going to the fridge to get some snack or some unhealthy food, then think, actually...
Put the cupboard upstairs, then at least you've got to go upstairs to get it.
Or put a lock
exercise.
On it. Put it down the bottom of the garden.
There you go. Yeah.
No, but think, first of all, are you actually hungry or are you just bored?
Yeah.
Because that's what quite a lot of reasons are. People aren't hungry, they're bored.
Not your reasons. And your brother. He's listening somewhere as well. I know where.
Yeah.
PS4.
Yep. So just make sure you do go out at least once a day for maybe half an hour. Even if it's just like 10 minutes. Go out at least and... once a day and do a bit of exercise and don't always eat everything in the cupboard, even if you're bored.
Hmm.
Yes. So our next song, almost said story again, our next song this week is I Need Your Love by Calvin Harris featuring Ellie Goulding. Let's go.
I need your love, I need your time. When everything's wrong, you make it right. I feel so high, I come alive. I need to be free with you tonight. I need your love. We'll be right back.
So that was I Need Your Love by Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. And sorry to any listeners if at the start of the you missed the start of the show. We had a couple of technical difficulties in the studio with the Wi-Fi. So you may have lost that, but I'm back again. I'm here now.
And you'll
be able to listen back on the recording when I post my show later this evening. So next up on World Wide Web, we have this week's Around the World update. So our first one is dogs help sniff out virus. So police dogs in Chile have been being trained to identify people with COVID-19. The three golden retrievers and one Labrador are specialist sniffer dogs that can detect certain chemical changes caused by the virus. They have a 95% success rate. The trainers say the dog's smell, the sense of smell is around 50 times better than a human's.
Wow.
So that's incredible that they can smell, they can sniff out any chemical changes that may have changed if a person has COVID-19. So they can basically go up to a person and basically sniff them and then tell whether they have the virus or not.
And then what do they do? This fella here, he's got it.
They probably have to do something like either sit down or wag their tail or just do something to show that they know that this person's got it. So their owner knows or whoever, the police know if they have it or not.
Mm. Very good.
What's our second Around the World story?
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to China. It's the last place I want to go. Last place anyone wants to go, really. To Hainan Island, where a couple of weeks ago, the China National Space Administration successfully launched its mission to Mars.
Wow.
You would like to think that the Chinese have got more important problems at the moment than sending
going
rockets
to Mars.
But hey, there you go. So it took off from this Hainan Island, carrying an orbiter and a rover. So the orbiter is going to circle the planet, and the rover will land on the surface and collect scientific data. It's not due to get to Mars until February next year. So if you were meant to be on it and you missed it, then tough.
Yeah, it's not coming back anytime soon.
No.
So, and our last Around the World story is cinema reopens on a famous river. When I say that, you might think, what? How can a cinema open on a river?
Well, tell us how.
Yes. So on the 18th of July, an open-air cinema opened on the River Seine in Paris, France. People can watch films from boats on the river as well as from deck chairs on land. The event was part of the annual project that turns part of the riverside into beaches. As well as the cinema, there are table football games and open-air gyms. Cinemas in France have reopened after the lockdown, but not many people have been going, probably for safety reasons. They think, do I really want to go? Is it something that I've missed that much that I'm just going to go now? Mm. And as well, it's outdoors, and they're probably going to show it at night because obviously you might not be able to see it on Sunday.
Yeah,
and they don't really want to be going out and sitting just outside at night. When you go to the cinema, usually it's dark. Like they have the lights on at first, but then they dim the lights so you can see the screen properly. Where this, that you're outside and you could get bitten by gnat bites.
Yeah.
And they can't really show it through the day.
Do you not see it in the car, though? We're not on the river.
It's either boats or deck chairs. No cars. There might not be any roads around. Well, there might be, but none which you can just pull over and watch. Yes. So that was our Around the World update stories this week. I liked them ones. So we're interesting.
They're good.
Yes.
No music this week, though.
No, didn't fancy the music this week. Just trying to
suit yourself.
Just going to see which one went better. I definitely think the music.
I like the music.
It's better, yes.
Yeah, but you're the boss. You're the one who's got all the controls. I just sit here.
The control panel. Yes. So our next song this week is Blinding Lights, The Sun Glaring on whatever
Very
they're
good.
Showing the film on. Yes, it could blind you from the sun. So that is our next song.
just a touch, baby. I look around, since city's cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're gone.
Promise that I love you. love you. I see us in black and white, crystal clear on the starting night. That I love you for the rest of my life.
And that was The Weeknd with Blinding Lights.
Weeknd
with Blinding Lights and Black and White by Niall Horan. So, again, this week we don't have a food talk debate, as the main story was food talky debatey.
Food talky debatey, okay.
With food talk as our main story.
Yes.
So we picked another story which I think we could kind of debate about in some way.
Okay, let's go.
So it is day-long lessons at school. So a school in Leicestershire, it will have 5-hour long lessons when it reopens in September.
5 hours.
Manor High School is doing this because there isn't enough space in the corridors for people to move around between lessons and to keep social distancing rules. To address this, classes have to be day-long lessons instead, focusing on a single subject. Head teacher Liam Powell says that on Monday one class might have maths all day while another studies French. Pupils will still study a subject for the same number of hours each week. But what is that with PE? Like, I know some people like PE, but really? At 5 hours of PE? Like, yes, you'd still have like break and lunch, but still like
you'd
5 hope
so.
Hours of, hopefully, 5 hours of PE.
Can you imagine that? You say, oh, the good news is you've only got one lesson today. Bad news
Yay.
Is it's 5 hours long.
No. Going to someone who hasn't seen that. Oh, what lessons do we have today? Oh, we have maths. Oh, really? Then we get to go home. Yeah. Oh, so it's like the normal time. No.
Yeah.
It's five hours of maths. She's like, yes, you'd learn a lot in it.
You would if you stayed asleep. Stayed awake.
Yeah, if you stayed asleep, then I don't think you'd learn anything.
No, probably not.
You'd just be asleep, not listening. So, yes. What would you think? Like, imagine having, like, what's your worst subject? Subject you would hate to have 5 hours of. It can't be PE.
Me?
Yes, you. You.
I haven't been to school for
30 years. No, but still, just think of a subject like maths, English, biology, physics, science, chemistry. Anything.
Geography.
Geography's not that bad. But sometimes it can be boring. I can't really say that because I'm taking geography for GCSE. But, yeah, sometimes it can be boring. It depends what you're doing in the subject, like in the lesson.
Art would be all right. Just draw for 5 hours. Fantastic.
Yeah, art and dance. Dance is the best. Although it's kind of like PE, you're dancing around.
You'd be tired.
I can do 5 hours of dance.
Wow.
I can do
okay.
I was about to say, I can do an hour of dance. I was about to say, no, that's less than 5 hours. But the lessons I would hate to have would be PE. I wouldn't like to have 5 hours of PE, no thanks. Maths. Maths is boring having a double maths. Let alone having 5 hours of maths.
Hope your teachers aren't listening to this.
Sorry. No, but just like, it's not. Doesn't matter who the teacher is. Just like, sometimes it. But as I said, it depends on what you're learning about. If it's something you find, you're not easy that you'd like get bored of it, but not something really hard that you'd get bored of it. Like something in the middle which keeps you entertained.
And engaged.
Getting engaged in the lesson, like whether it's learning stuff or just recapping stuff which you like. Because people like different math subjects. Like math is a subject, but there's lots of different topics and subjects inside of maths. Different people like different things. I like symmetry. It's easy. What's the? How many lines of symmetry does a square have? Easy. Yes. So, imagine that. 5 hours. Thanks for answering my question.
It's all right.
Did I ask?
You did ask a question. That's why I answered it.
Doesn't matter. But imagine having 5 hours of a lesson. Like, I'd think it'd be like primary school, where you'd have different, maybe different you'd stay in one classroom, but then a different it's only the teachers moving around.
So presumably your breaks have to be in the classroom as well, because
no, there'll be at different times.
Ah, like, okay, yeah.
At my school, they're going to have like year sevens go for lunch at a different time to year tens, like something like that. Like, different years go at different times.
Yeah.
So there's no crowding. It's only like that year. So, yes.
Got it.
Yes. So that was this week's extra story. Not food talk or debate. Extra story.
Yeah.
But only bonus. for this week. Yes. Unless next week's story, main story, is about food as well.
Who knows?
Then, yep. Who knows until we get the magazine. So our next song this week is Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish.
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. Not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody cried. Nobody even noticed. I saw them standing right there. Kinda thought they might care. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why they don't deserve you. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater. They called me weak, like I'm not just somebody's daughter. It could have been a nightmare, but it felt like they were right there. And it feels like yesterday was a year ago. But I don't wanna let anybody know, 'cause everybody wants something from me now. And I don't wanna let them down. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why. If I knew it all, then would I do it again? Would I do it again?
So next up on World Wide Web, we have this week's two little stories. These aren't the extra stories, just the two little ones. So the first one is big win for Darth Vader. So a man in Jamaica disguised as Darth Vader has claimed a lottery jackpot of, wow, that's a lot of money. A lot of money.
How much?
£500,000. It's
really?
Not, I mean, it's not that much.
500,000, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take it, don't get me wrong.
I mean, like, it's still a lot. He dressed up as an infamous Star Wars villain because he did not want people to know who he was. The man gave his name as W. Brown and said that he played the lottery for 20 years and always knew that one day he would win. I came from a poor family, he said, but I told myself that God will help me one day so I can help my family. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, good attitude. Well done.
Yeah. And our second one is new skills for daring dog. So a dog...
Another dog story.
Another dog. The dogs aren't here.
No, Ian's taking them home.
Yeah. A dog in Washington, D.C. in the U.S. has picked up an unusual new skill during lockdown. He has learned how to skateboard.
Okay.
Interesting. Daryl the dog is a mix of pit bull terrier, border collie and Australian shepherd. Wow, that's a lot of dogs. He stands on the board and pushes himself along with his hind paws. He now skateboards for 20 minutes, 5 days a week. And whenever he sees a skateboard, he hops on. Daryl's owner, Haley Admire, said it's super entertaining for him. She has set up an Instagram account where people can watch his skills. I mean, at least he's going out.
Well, there is that, yeah. Getting some exercise.
Yeah. And it's quite cool. Imagine your dog putting your dog on a skateboard and it just skateboarding.
Off he goes.
Imagine if you have two skateboards, you skateboarding and your dog skateboarding, it'll just follow you. Imagine putting your cat on a skateboard. It'd probably just like sit there.
Fish. Wasn't there a story ages ago when we first went into lockdown about somebody who took his fish for a walk?
Yep.
Just because he was allowed to take his pet for a walk. Someone in Spain.
Yep. Someone in Spain took his fish for a walk, but then got caught because it meant like a dog, not a fish.
Didn't specify, though.
Exactly.
It's a loophole.
Yes. So our next two, we've gotten two more songs. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but you'll find out.
Older, I won't cry about you anymore. Told my friends to come over to dye my hair. It's not even the weekend, and I'm wearing that dress I can't afford. Giving life a new meaning without you there. Do some stupid things, baby, get a tattoo.
Anyway.
being nice.
Was Birthday by Anne-Marie and Adore You by Harry Styles. But that's all from me, sadly.
Already?
Already, yes. The show goes so fast.
It does.
Yes. So, unfortunately, that's all from me this week. But I will be back next week. Don't worry, I will be back. I'll be back next week with more from the Week Junior. I will now leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour.
And hopefully next week nobody will unplug the Wi-Fi.
Yes, it won't get unplugged and everything will be fine and great and the beginning of my show will be there. But hopefully, fingers crossed, you will be able to listen back to it on the website. If you just keep an eye on your Twitter or Instagram, it will be posted up there once I've uploaded it. So that's all from me this week. But remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I've been looking for somebody. Trying to kick it with somebody. I need a whoop or to tell me something sweet. Same time, got his hands up on my body. I wanna get hot when you take it low, low. Make me feel strong when I'm taking control. I've been looking for my shawty, so come
come and get it if you got it. Looking for a man who could take that heat. Want a boyfriend, but not too sweet. My baby got a big tough while he running that street. Is he ride or die? I've been looking so long for a guy who could turn me on. I want a boyfriend, yeah, yeah. I want a boyfriend, yeah. I've been looking like that nigga. I ain't looking for forever. I had so much stress from my ex to the next one. You better love me better. I need a bad boy that don't bring me drama. He ain't tryna run when he get the nana. Boy, you ready for the pleasure? And don't you know it's now or never? Looking for a man who could take that heat. Want a boyfriend, but not too sweet. My baby got a big tough while he running that street. Is he ride or die? I've been looking so long for a guy who could turn me on. I want a boyfriend, yeah, yeah. I want a boyfriend, yeah. I've been looking like that nigga.
When I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the hatred, hurts sometimes. Everybody hurts someday. Yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Oh, cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. 'Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through.